Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply risk and reward. Risk and reward. Doesn't it seem like every reward we chase has some type of risk attached to it? Those that want to become professional athletes are constantly running the risk of injury that could derail their careers even before they get off the ground. Those who have academic pursuits to become doctors or lawyers, they must pass entrance exams, and also they have to get accepted into those universities that they desire to go to. That's a risk. And also in politics, you may desire to run for city councilman or congressman, a mayor, or you name it, but the risk is you could spend a lot of money and exercise a lot of time, and your opponent could win in your stead. Yes, my friends and neighbors, there are risks to almost everything. There are risks in life and business as well. Those who are looking to build great teams, to develop great enterprises, to do great things, they have a risk that they're running, because that's a risk of infighting and a risk of not reaching goals, and their list goes on and on. So how do you reduce risks? What are the ways to make sure that you can get the reward and yet keep risk at a minimum? In this series, we're going to talk about 4 key elements to reducing risk every time that are in our risk acronym, reminds us of the importance of relationships. Yes, my friends and neighbors, relationships. You see, the stronger the relationship, the less the risk. Imagine if you were going to a restaurant and it was in an area that you didn't know, and you saw a cook that you didn't know, and they were cooking a dish you were not familiar with. Well, obviously there is a risk there. The reward is that you can get a good meal, but the risk is that you could also become sick. Now imagine that you're in that same restaurant and the person that's the chef is someone you've known for 20 years. You feel a lot more comfortable, way more confident. You trust that guy or that girl and you say, go ahead and make me what you like, because of the relationship. You see, there are some key elements about relationships. Good ones will foster trust, transparency, and fair treatment. Yes, my friends and neighbors, if you have a history of respectful communication with each other, you resolve differences and you've done so in the past, you've got a belief that these individuals will look out for your best interest. That's the reason why most people trust friends and family more than they can trust anyone else, because there's a relationship there. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to build a relationship with those on your team. How well do you know them? I would say, my friends, allow yourself time with new individuals so that you can strengthen the relationship. Show them respect from the beginning. Show them courtesy from the beginning. Show kindness and avoid complaining and criticizing and condemning, and do your best to foster a good relationship with every new person you meet. In our government, the Secretary of State is primarily responsible for building relationships with other countries. We also have ambassadors who cover almost every country in the world. Why? To build relationships. And the stronger the relationship, it reduces the risk of war. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I challenge you first and foremost to evaluate the strength of your relationships. Make those relationships as strong as you possibly can, because that's when you know you'll win every time. That I reminds us of the importance of involvement. Yes, my friends, involvement. One of the greatest ways to reduce risk is to roll up your sleeves, to get your hands dirty, to participate in the business venture. Sitting back and hoping that someone else gets it done is not a formula for success. On the contrary, it's only when you get in the game that you can expect better results. What can you do? What, no matter what aspect of business it is, my friends, I encourage you to attend the meetings and the conference calls. Actively sell and promote the products and services. Offer feedback and recommendations, and provide your expertise when applicable. Attend all the trainings. Learn all the data. In basketball and baseball back in the 70s, they had an era that we know as the player-coach era. This is when a player that was great and yet at the end of his career became the head coach of the team. Why did it reduce risk? Because that player knew when to take himself out of the game and when to put himself in. He knew when to call time out, change a few things up. He got involved, and in that player coach era, they experienced extraordinary success. By the same token, my friends, you be the player and the coach. Don't just be content to be the coach only or the player only. Try your best to work and be as involved as you can. That S reminds us of the importance of strategy. Another way to reduce risk is with a sound strategy. In business, it's called business planning and marketing strategies and sales team training. In every aspect of professionalism, there are a lot of ways that we can reduce risk by having sound strategies. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I always say that there is a pace to business strategy, and that includes preparation, acceleration, collaboration, and experimentation. What does it mean, my friends? Preparation just says, does your strategy help you become more prepared? Acceleration says, are you going to rapidly take advantage of the opportunities available? Collaboration says, does your strategy include working with others in a professional manner? And experimentation, are you willing to give it a try? They talk about, remember the old story of the Trojan horse, where the Greeks defeated the Troy with sound strategy. They defeated the Trojans, my friends, just because they had a great strategy in place. Do you have a strategy for success? Do you have a plan in place? Are you prepared? Are you rapidly taking advantage of opportunities? Are you collaborating with those around you? And are you bold and confident enough to give it a try? Last but not least, my friends, at K, it stands for knowledge. The more you know, the faster you grow. When we immerse ourselves in the ins and outs of any organization, then we gain an understanding of the details, and by that way, we reduce risk. Yes, my friends and neighbors, information gathering is going to include understanding the best practices, developing innovative techniques. It's going to have a lot of those elements in it. The question is, how dedicated are you to learning? Isn't it great that we have schools from grades K through 12, and whether we want to go or not, we've got to go to school until we get out of that 12th grade. Well, then beyond that, we've got college, and after that, it oftentimes the drive for learning wanes because we're not forced to go. But I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, it takes discipline to learn, it takes dedication to learn, and it takes determination to learn. By executing those three principles, we can then gain the knowledge that reduce all risk. It's just like the owner's manual of a car, my friends. When you have it, you're most likely to drive better and understand the features and functionalities of the automobile, and you're less likely to have an accident. Those that don't do it spend their time trying to figure it out as they go. There's no reason when we've got all the information at our disposal. My friends, let's reduce those risks and take advantage of those rewards. I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and if you did, I can make you a personal guarantee. Success Training Institute can grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm DL Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.